It's almost 10 in the morning, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Kate Beekman walks to the Helen Powers dance studio, stops, breathes a silent prayer, then, just as she reaches the door...
Oh, look out.
Now look what you've done.
I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. That helps a lot. You knocked my suitcase out of my hand. But my clothes are all over the sidewalk. Why don't you look where you're going?
I said I'm sorry, and you bumped into me. Come on, I'll help you pick him up. It's a dancing costume. Here, hold your suitcase open.
Never mind.
What's the matter?
What's it to you?
Nothing. Only tap shoes are expensive. Satin shorts are, too.
Yeah. Say, I'll bet I know what you've got in that box. Dancing shoes and a costume?
Uh-huh.
I knew it. You're going to dance for the great Miss Helen Powers.
Well, I've got an audition.
So did I. I spent $100 for a new arrangement and spent a month practicing a new routine. Just for this. Just for my audition before the great Miss Powers.
Didn't she like it?
She wouldn't even look at it. Oh, she let me put on my costume and she let a piano player look over the music. She even let me get as far as the introduction. And then she said, all right, that's enough.
What?
I'm telling you. I didn't even get started before she said, okay, that's enough.
But I...
Great Miss Powers saw all she had to see. We won't waste any more time, said the Great Miss Powers. You won't do, she said.
I'm sorry.
Don't waste any time being sorry for me. Be sorry for yourself.
Here's your suitcase. I put everything back inside. Here.
Thanks. I'm sorry I blew my stack.
Oh, that's all right. Maybe I'll feel the same way.
Maybe it won't happen to you like it did to me.
I've always heard such wonderful things about Helen Powers.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out. Does it mean a lot to you, kid?
Yes.
Then it's just as well I bumped into you. Good luck.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Okay. Okay, take 10. I'll talk to Beekman now. Oh, miss.
Yes, ma'am?
Open that window blind, will you, please?
Yes, ma'am.
You're Kate Beekman.
Yes, Miss Powers. If you'll tell me where to change my clothes, I'll...
You in a terrible big hurry this morning?
Well, I know. But I know you're an awfully busy person, Miss Powers.
Sit down. I want to talk to you a moment. Then perhaps I'll see you dance.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a message in reference to you, Beekman. You've been recommended for an engagement at a new club. You had any experience tap dancing?
Well... Not professional experience, but all I ask is a chance to dance for you.
Why?
What? Well, because I love to dance. And because I need the job.
So you love to dance? Tap dance?
Ma'am?
You love to tap dance?
Yes.
But no professional experience?
No, but I've studied for years.
Oh?
I've taken lessons ever since I was a little girl.
Popular dancing lessons?
Well, I... Oh, here. I can reach the matches for you.
Never mind. Oh, now, wasn't that clumsy of me? I dropped them.
I can reach them.
Oh, while you're up, you want to open that blind a little more, please?
Why, of course.
Thanks.
Miss Powers, I have studied...
You don't have to tell me. You studied classical dancing for years.
Ma'am?
You studied at the École Internationale Ballet.
How did you know?
From the way you move, the way you use your hands. Did your papa send you to the Institute?
I had a scholarship.
And?
I had to come home and help my mother, my father... My father was in prison.
I see. Is he still?
No. He's on parole. They're going to give me another scholarship next year. In the meantime, we really need the money, Miss Powers.
Tell me the truth, Beekman. If you get the job, it won't be classical dancing. You're sure you won't feel it's beneath your talent and capabilities?
Miss Powers, any kind of dancing is better than not dancing at all. Won't you give me the chance?
All right, I'll watch you. The dressing room's out that door and to your left. You'll have to wait a few minutes.
Oh, I don't mind. I've waited a long time.
All right, Beekman. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Meanwhile, in the Beekman apartment.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Linda. No, I'm all right. I'm worried about Katie. How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yes, I think I've got a whole bottle of aspirin we haven't opened. Let me look in the medicine chest. Just hold the phone a second. Certain I put it in here. That's funny. I didn't find it, Mrs. Linder. Let me phone you back. No, I want to find it. You know how it is when you can't find something you know you put away. Yes, a new bottle. I'll phone you back. I don't see it unless she put it in her bedside table. It's empty. She's taken that whole bottle. Why would she take so many? My name is Mrs. Audrey Beekman. May I speak to Dr. Hill, please? It's important, miss. Please ask... Yes, I'll hold on. Doctor, my name's Audrey Beekman. You examined my daughter after she was in an accident. Yes, sir, Kate. Doctor, Kate didn't tell me she was supposed to go back to you, but Mr. Mason told me you'd spoken to him. Yes, sir. Yes, I'll have her come in whenever you can see her. But I had no idea there was... complications? No. No, she hasn't mentioned any pain, but... Yes, I understand, but... Doctor, if there were complications, if she has been in pain, what would it mean? Never have guessed. She's gone to take an audition this morning for job dancing. No, sir, it isn't all right. She's taken a full bottle of aspirin in the last week. She has been in pain. What? Yes, she's already left. Oh, that crazy sweet kid. Yes, sir, I'll stop her. I just hope there's time.
Well, we don't know exactly what Dr. Hill told Kate's mother, but perhaps you can guess the secret Kate has kept to herself. Perhaps you can guess the reason for Kate's secret fear. There'll be important and dramatic developments in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?